Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, my name is Shy and I am the host of Shiloh Radio on Motivational Monday, 7 to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time on GospelRadioNation.com, where we play all gospel all day, every day. I would like to invite you to tune in. Also, Motivational Thursdays on the legendary KYOK 1140 AM and all new 92.3 FM, where we broadcast live from Houston, Texas. Please tune in to KYOKRadio.org anywhere you're listening around the world. That's Shiloh Radio Motivational Thursdays and Shiloh Radio Motivational Mondays. I'd love to have you join in the conversation. Be encouraged, inspired, and ignited by the Word of God.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hey, it's Tono.
Good afternoon.
Oh, hey, welcome back there, Mr. Wilson. How are you?
I'm sorry. I had to go to the store to buy my grandma and my aunt some candles. It actually is raining really, 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 really bad here in
Texas. Oh, well, I just came out of the kitchen, had me a nice slab of watermelon. I was looking for a piece of fried chicken.
Hey, I had me some catfish nuggets, so I understand.
Yeah, I was going
to
fix
you know,
it up right.
I look forward to that Southern hospitality when I get down there.
Oh, you ain't got no problem, my brother. We can get it started right now.
I know that's the truth.
She's so bad. What you see is what you
don't
see.
Don't let me scare you off. I scare brothers. I run y'all off. I run you away.
It's all good.
Anyway, welcome to our program, sir.
Most definitely. It's a blessing to be here, love.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. But I hope the weather gets better for your mom and your aunties and all of them. But you know how it goes into each life, so rain must fall.
Hey,
so we love and lose
it's just
must
season,
stand
you know
tall.
It's definitely, you know, it's a time and season for everything. I appreciate the rain. That just means that God is purging and cleansing us. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Don't make that. You know me and Miss Stone, if ain't nobody else there, we're about to have a Holy Ghost party just me and Miss Stone now.
You ain't got to worry about it.
But Joyce likes to dance. Her feet.
I'm up black now.
She going to dance like David over there.
And play on my heart.
Go ahead now. Don't play with it.
Hallelujah.
You over there cutting up now.
I told her she was bad.
I got it from my mama.
I see you, Miss Saul. I see you.
It's a good day.
It's a real good day. You know,
he brought us to it. He brought us through it.
Day.
Here we go.
Hi. All righty.
Yeah.
Come on now.
I hope they have us muted and we're not international being banned.
Hey, they need a little Holy Ghost juice too now.
Come on now.
We go international with the Jesus juice. We ain't got to be, we young and unashamed.
Yeah, we're going to put him first.
Okay.
Rahima, have you joined us? Okay, well, she'll be on. Well, I don't know, guys. Brother Aziz, are you here?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, we hear you.
Okay. My name is Karen Reese. I'm supposed to talk about the Black Wall Street Project.
Okay. Well, good evening, ma'am, and welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Top of the evening to you, Karen. This is Director Stone of Black Wall Street USA. I'm the National Director of the Women's Council. Glad to have you on with us today.
Awesome, awesome. I have Terry Bacchus also on the line. He is the founder of the project in Tulsa.
Okay. Are you yourself in Tulsa as well?
No, I'm in Texas.
Okay. Okay.
What part of Texas, may I ask, are you in?
I am from DeSoto, Texas, by way of Dallas.
Outside of Dallas. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Are you currently living there now? You're positioned there now?
Yes, ma'am. I've been here for 15 years.
Okay.
Now, are you under Director Michael Carter?
No, I'm not familiar who that is.
Okay. And I'm assuming that you guys are going to be discussing what you're doing in Oklahoma and the dates and time.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Mr. Biden invited us on. Just come and tell about the project.
Okay. You wanted to go ahead and I suppose, Sister Stone, so we won't hold them up. You want to start with prayer, and Brother Tono, you want to do our prayer, or and I know
I definitely will do the prayer.
Yes, sir. But then
I would definitely
we're going to be quiet
prayer.
And let you get started.
All right.
Oh, but before he gets started, is Ella Bynum or Brother Aziz on? Are we just going to be conducting the broadcast tonight?
Well, we I didn't call out Brother Bilal. Brother Bilal, are you with us? Because I know he has sent that message for Rahima and I to co-host. If we're going to co-host, I suppose if they're not here, we might as well. Time is it? Yeah, we might as well go ahead and get started. And when they join us, they can, because surely they're not going to interrupt prayer.
Oh, absolutely. Well, let's go for it. We have another call.
Let's
we
have our Brother Tono.
All right. Father God, is your humble servant Tono coming with the fellowship of his close, dear friends and family, coming to you in the humblest way that we know how. You said in Psalms 91 that 1,000 may fall by the way and 10,000 by the other side, but nothing or no harm, hurt, or danger would come to any of us, Lord Jesus. You told us that as long as we keep our heart directed towards you and we keep our mind stayed on you, that there is nothing that anyone can do to harm us, that we can do all things through you, which strengthens us, that even in our weakness and our infirmities and our transgressions, that we could take pride in your glory, that you'll shine through in our moments of imperfection. So we say this prayer not only for the broadcast, but for anybody that may or may not be affected by the virus, whether it be from a physiological standpoint, from an economic standpoint, or impaired in any way, that they be healed in the name of God right now, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
We ask that this broadcast touch and augment the lives of everyone everywhere that hears this, regardless of the race, creed, religious affiliation, political party, or whatever mindset, ideology that they have, Lord. We ask that you pour out a blessing out of every window of heaven, out of the many mansions that you have, Lord Jesus, that this rain is going to come down and keeps on purging us, that as we go through the storm and we overcome the test, that we have a testimony, that we understand that it's not about black and white, that it's not about us versus them. It's about us being one body and us being one body with Christ at the head. and that we can all just come together in unity, and that we be able to touch everyone with this broadcast. In your mighty son Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, okay. Amen, amen.
All right, can everybody hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, okay, sir. Good evening to everybody. This is Bilal Bonham. I'm sorry I came in a little late. I'd like to go ahead and greet all of our guests. And again, I won't interrupt. Just go right ahead, Miss Reed, and you guys take over from here.
Thank you. You want me to take over?
Yes, go right ahead, please.
Okay. Well, thank you again for you guys for allowing us to have the platform come on and share about the project that we are working on. Next year is the 100 year of the Tulsa Massacre that happened May 31st, 1921. And so everyone is trying to do a film, a documentary, or something to commemorate that next year. So there's articles. Like LeBron James is doing something. Russell Westbrook is doing something. There's so many people that are trying to put some kind of event on for next year. And I think it became popular more so this year is because Trump went there. And it became a big story about it. And he even said that he made it popular. And so, you know, I kind of subscribe to all news is good news. So he made it. Even though it was reflected negative, it did come. It did open up a lot of people to see about what's going on in Tulsa. And so I had a resident. His name is Terry Bacchus. He had been following me on another documentary I was doing. He said, "You should come and do Black Wall Street." And I said, "What is Black Wall Street?" You know, I was born in Morrison, Arkansas, and I didn't really know anything about Black Wall Street. And so he began to send me videos and stuff about it, and I was like, wow, this is amazing. This story does, it's a lot of documentaries already out there, but I said, this is amazing. This, you know, we need to continually get this word out about what happened there. And that's a little bit of how we started. So we are planning on starting filming in September. Of course, we are not quite like LeBron's and Russell Westbrook as far as automatically having the money to do something like that. We're having to raise the money. And so we started a Kickstarter campaign, and that's where you can set up with awards where people can donate to your project and they get something from it. You know, they get something from it. So we have it where you can donate, you know, $25 and you get a shout out or you get a credit in the movie, all the way up to $500 where you can be an executive producer of the movie. And when we have the premiere next year, you will get VIP tickets to come when we premiere the movie. And so that's one way that we are trying to raise money to start the production of the movie. Excuse me. That's just a little bit about it. Our focus of the movie, you know, everybody's talked about the massacre as far as what happened, and I think we're going to do a little twist to it, and that is from the perspective of the people. I got, you know, God gave me from the people for the people, and that is the voices is going to be from the people because, you know, I live in Texas. They're the one that live there, and they have to continue to live there. So we need to hear their voices. We need to hear how they have coped over these, you know, almost 100 years of living in Tulsa. I think it's still a little bit separated. There's a South and a North, and it's still kind of like the blacks is in one and the whites in the other area. And so there still hasn't been a really revalidation of that community as far as coming back together and rebuilding what was taken from them. And so that's another thing from the this documentary. We hope to make sure, first of all, make sure that the kids know, who are born and raised in that city, that they know the history about what happened in that city. So depending on what money we raise, that money is going to go back into that community. And we're wanting to partner with the schools and make sure that every year, whether it's the sixth grade class or the seventh grade class, every year they hear something about the what happened in that community, so they know what happened in that community. And then we want to establish a foundation where anybody that wants to start a business, where we can mentor them on how to set up a business and getting their business started, because that's kind of like the backbone of Black Wall Street. It was a lot of business owners that own businesses there. So that is that's about it on the project so far.
Okay. We have questions. We have time for questions. Any questions for the three?
Now, what day? This is Director Stone. There's a lot of noise in the background. I don't know if someone could please mute their phone. It's kind of distracting.
And I can tell you, I do have all the mics open. I'm trying to give everybody a voice so they can participate. But those of you that but if we have to put it on mute, you won't be able to participate. So please put yourself on mute if you're not speaking. But if you're ready to speak, just stay where you are. But please, we need you to be quiet. Thank you.
Okay. Well, this is Director Stone, and the sister that was just speaking, do you guys have a date set for the event that you're planning in Oklahoma?
No, we don't have a date yet. We just know that 100 years is May of 2021. We would like to have it done by Black History Month by February. But, you know, of course, with everything that's going on with COVID-19, we're going to have to just pretty much play it by ear as far as when we could actually have the premiere of the documentary. So our target is February, but it's going to be really kind of based on COVID-19.
Okay, I'm going to see if we can. We're going to go to a quick commercial and then see if we can do something about the background that we're having, because we're getting some real bad feedback and so much. We'll be right back.
Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our Peppermint Foot Rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
Okay. This is Director Stone again, love. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, we can.
Oh, okay. And I'm sorry, I'm bad with names. Can I, the young lady that was speaking, can I get your name again, please?
My name is Karen.
Okay, Karen, K-A-R-E-N. I'm sorry, Karen, I'm not.
Yes, ma'am.
Good
no problem.
Well, I was asking about the dates for this bicentennial because what I'm hearing, Black Wall Street, Tulsa, Black Wall Street, USA, we have been planning an event as well. So that's why I'm asking about your dates. I know that I had an opportunity just this year, February, to visit Tulsa, who, like you, had never heard of the race riot, anything that took place in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and it was breathtaking. When I went there, and I went to the Greenwood Culture Center, we were there roughly about 4 to 5 hours, and I had an opportunity to walk through that center, read some of the posters and the pictures that were there, and it was heartbreaking. I never knew it because it's not taught in the American history book, and it really should be. It was an eye-opener, and again, my heart just bled. Began American families. There was never restitution made to any of those families there, and a number of the people in stores that we shopped at, which were grocery stores, we went and visit some of the restaurants, and there was one in particular, Wanda G, the Next Generation. The young lady there knew about the history. They were keeping her grandmother's vision alive, and she gave us insight and updated information. And it was quite a blessing.
Mute your line, please.
Yeah, there's a TV.
Hello?
In the background. I'm sorry, we can't hear. But it was quite an eye-opener. So therefore, that's why I'm questioning the date, because we're planning a big event there, and don't know if you guys want to come on board and work with us or if you'll have your own date set aside. But we
okay.
just want to put that out, put that on the table.
Oh, well, that's good to know. The founder is also on the line now, Terry Bacchus. He is the heart behind the project. Terry, are you on, Terry? Terry, are you on? Okay. Well, what
I don't
you
know if he may have gotten. I don't know if he's not
can
muted.
Can you guys hear me?
No, oh, there he is.
There he is.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir. We hear you now.
We can. We can now.
I've been listening for quite some time. Yeah, the project is something that's it really is a legacy maker to all that participate, all that give to the project. You know, it's about leaving a legacy, and that was one thing that Greenwood was about. It was a great legacy. And we're looking to continue that legacy that Greenwood was and that still will be, you know. So we asking all those that can give and participate and share our story, share our project. You know, we're going to make this budget regardless, you know, because the Most High itself is in this. When I met Karen, she knew nothing about my hometown of Tulsa, Oklahoma. She knew nothing about Greenwood. She knew nothing about what we call the Black Wall Street. Black Wall Street. She knew nothing about the massacre. She knew nothing about the mass graves. And so we began to talk. And, you know, she do documentaries herself already. And we began to talk and put this together. You know, there's other folk like LeBron James, Russell Westbrook, Netflix. They all is doing documentaries. Matter of fact, I spoke to some of Russell Westbrook people the last 3 days, and about they even spoke with me, but I didn't really give them too much, you know, about because I'm putting one together. So we, you know, the same thing new people got in them, I have in me. You see what I mean? So, you know, I'm going forward with this project, you know, in spite of, you know, the pushback that I might be getting locally. From people here in Tulsa that they had the same opportunity I had to do a documentary about Greenwood Avenue. So the story is going to be told. We plan on putting it in the school system here in Oklahoma and throughout the nation. As I speak, you know, we there was an uprising in Tulsa at City Hall today. There's a gentleman that goes down every Wednesday and speak out about reparations. There was a pushback from some right-winged Caucasian folk and giving them a hard time this evening at Tulsa City Hall. But we're just asking all those that can and will give and be a part of this legacy maker to do so. It's going to be a great documentary. It's not only about the people that prospered and the people that we know about. It's going to be about the people who lived in the district who might not have had the prosperity, but when they went down on Greenwood to shop, to shoot pool, to go to the local bars, or whatever they did, they felt the prosperity, what little they had. They were able to live that prosperity out. See, sometimes, we want to think that everybody in the district prospered. But, you know, because the district prospered, they did. But it wasn't until urban renewal came through and when they offered them people that money, you know, that was some money that them people had never seen before. You know, they ain't offering no 10, you know, 30s and 40s and 50s a thousand, but that little 18,000, that little 25,000 they offered for that shotgun house. And, you know, them people took that money because at one time, that's the most money they had ever seen. You know, so we want to tell that story. We want to tell the story about the people that went down to the pool houses and made a living, you know, by playing pool. You know, that's how they made their living. You know, we just want to tell a story about the doctor who worked with the Mayo Clinic that got killed during the riot of 21, you know. So there's so many stories. Like, there's an old rap song that 8 million tales to tell in New York City. Well, Tulsa got thousands of tales to tell, too. So we want to make that clear and let the people know that, you know, the people lived and they persevered and they loved on each other. That's the main thing. They loved on each other. They had to. You see? Yes. They had to. One gentleman was able to purchase 40 acres of land and turned it into the most prosperous black community that the world has ever seen.
That's true.
But it wasn't.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They burnt it down. They burnt it down in 21, but you know what? By 1925, they built it back up again, functioning. Watch this. There's another story. It was a brickyard. It was a brickyard on Greenwood Avenue. Acme Brick Company wouldn't sell one brick or a chip of a brick to them people on Greenwood. You people had to get bricks shipped in all the way from Arkansas to rebuild Greenwood over again. So this is a story to be told. See, we've been to tell this story. Yeah. And we like you guys to get behind it. You know, like I've never been behind nothing before. We understand that most of y'all have the spirit of Black Wall Street and Black Wall Street USA or New Africa America. We're looking for you guys to get behind this project to make it happen. It's a legacy maker. Don't miss out on this. You missed out on something. Yes, ma'am.
But this is Director Stone. The vision is pretty much the same.
Clear.
When we came down, and this has sparked a fire all of our hearts. Have already begun to move forward in what you're saying. Same thing we're saying, and this is what we are doing. Some of those that are on the line, you hear their voices. They too live in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The Lord just dropped vision in their heart, in their spirit. So what we're asking is, what are the dates? Because we have already opened accounts to get funding. We have contributors that are sowing into what we're planning to do. So we're just asking, what are your dates? When do you guys plan to do this?
We got less than 35 days to get the project funded. Now, that's the date right there. Less than 35 days of sound of my voice. That's the date right there to get the project funded. We're looking for $5,000 to get the project funded. You want a date? I just gave you a date. That's the date. Listen to me, director. Listen to me clearly now. That's the date. Now, to get the project funded. From that date on forward, that you're able to get this project funded, we're going forward and finish shooting the documentary. Now, like Ms. Cameron said earlier, because of COVID, we're not sure what day that we will do our premiere. We're looking to do it in February, okay? Now, I spoke
with
Sister Raheem early today. She called me early today. I spoke with Sister Raheem early today, and I heard her out on some things. I will get with Sister Raheem and Sister Billy. I know them in this city. I know who they are. I will get with them. But you asked from a date. I'm giving you a date. 35 days from today, my project needs to be funded. $5,000. That's what I'm asking.
Is that okay with you, Ms. Song?
I asked for the date, love.
You asked for a date. I gave you a date.
You're not listening.
I was asking.
Yes, I heard what you said, and I listened to what you said. You asked for a date. I gave you a date. 35 days for the date. Okay.
Brothers and sisters, please.
The project needs to be funded. That's it.
If you would, give me
August 20th.
That needs to be funded by August 20th.
If I may speak, Ms. Song, would that be okay for a quick moment, Ms. Song?
Brother Bilal wants to know, can he speak? Brother Toto wants to speak.
Just a second. We have an anniversary, I understand, that commemorates this event, and that is, I understand, is in May of 2021. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
I'm speaking from Washington, D.C., and like many from who are listening to us from many other states, we don't know the history of Oklahoma, and most of us have never even visited Oklahoma. But again, we do know the history of, we know what happened as far as Black Wall Street. And so as far as the New Africa Business Association, along with Black Wall Street, when we merged with each other back in January, and this was the first time the two associations had ever met, we agreed that's what our objective was then, is to Black Wall Street. Those people down there were attacked, and they were murdered. These are rich folks. These are the best of our communities. These are the business folks that we are saying that we want to become. So again, like we've been saying now for years, both business associations, the New African Associates, along with Black Wall Street, we're trying to become vested, just like Black Wall Street, our new Greenwood community. In order for them folks to build insurance companies and banks and all of the other huge companies that was produced through Greenwood and Black Wall Street, there was huge investors. The community became invested, or they became vested together and built those huge companies, and that's how they all became millionaires. They are an example to us all. So as far as Black Wall Street and the destruction, that is something that has to do with all African Americans, and all African Americans are really pissed off. The more we learn about this history, and the more it's a part of the racism and the bigotry and the war that we've been fighting for a long time. Just like this a pandemic that we're going through, and they say we're at war. We're at an economical war, too. We've been at one for over 300 or 400 years. They made us slaves, and we're the ones who's supposed to bring economics to this country. We have. But you can look at examples like Black Wall Street or Greenwood, and also, that's what I'm saying, the Nation of Islam. All of those communities started about in the 1920s. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, they also, all of them started back in those early days, and they were all very successful business folks, both of those organizations. So, again, we're talking about what happened to those rich and prosperitable African Americans because of the jealousy and the bigotry. Listen, that has not gone away. But, again, by becoming vested as a nation and as a community. So when we say we want to pick up this money for this one project or this one, we got to get away from this I stuff. And we got to come together as a business, as a community, especially if you start talking about you want to finance a project this big. This is going to take business folks all over this country to become vested into that project. So, again, we are Black Wall Street or Greenwood, that they it has its values, and that value is our example. So I would ask that we start thinking about becoming vested as a community, putting all of our funds together and looking for even more funds. But this is going to take huge vestivities. And when I say vested, I'm talking about being financially vested with each other. So, again, from that, maybe we can start now and start thinking about being working as a unified community and nation. And so, again, I'm going to open the mics right back up. And, brothers and sisters, I'm inspired about what I'm hearing. Please, we need this type of energy. And the brother that just spoke, we need to keep, because he knows he has a lot of information along with the folks, because what's going to make this value is those brothers who just spoke and to bring out that energy so we can explain the spirit of what we have lost. So, again, I'm going to open these mics back up. I'm not taking the show over. I need to hear from all of you. Thank you.
Brother, if I may, my name is Tono. I'm actually from St. Louis. I've been working closely with Councilwoman Ms. Stone on not only augmenting the Black Wall Street agenda, but doing a lot of tech-savvy things to kind of streamline things that we're doing. I think to add perspective, we need to understand what actually happened on this traumatic time. Like, we're talking about 35 blocks that were destroyed. 35 blocks of, at the time, which was the wealthiest Black community in the entire United States. And when we look at this, we need to have the context understood that before desegregation or before these Jim Crow laws or a lot of the things that were set into place now, the Black family was a robust unit. There was no I. It was a team. It was very militant. Before, we got to go back before Crips, Bloods, Black Panthers. It was a Black father, a Black mother, a Black child, and they were a unit under God, and it was a force to be reckoned with. We're talking about 800 people who were admitted to hospitals. We're talking about more than 6,000 Black residents
that were either arrested or detained for countless days. We're talking about how you talk about fake news. We're talking about how the American Red Cross lied about estimates and wouldn't even to this day let us know how much damage was caused to the black society. So much so to, I believe it was in 2003 when Johnny Cochran filed a lawsuit. And even still, they tried to say because of the statute of limitations that nothing could be done. And he kept appealing it until he got to the Supreme Court of the United States, and they declined the appeal. So much so to, I believe it was like, I think in 2007. I remember it so vividly because I remember Obama became president in 2008. And I remember, I think it was like April of 2007, they tried again to appeal to U.S. Congress. And they did a bill where they mitigated and bought out a lot of the lobbyists. But really, when it comes to justice, there's no price tag for justice. We can't compromise. That's one thing I think that was the downfall of Obama, is that he compromised only because he had a good heart. Sometimes we can't compromise. We kind of almost need to have that arrogance of Donald Trump with the heart of Obama, and that's how we got to carry
out this.
And when I spoke to Ms. Stone, that was one of the most admirable qualities she's seen in me, is I do not compromise ever. I will die over principle. And because of that principle, I do believe that 35 is a good number. I believe 35 is that indicative spiritual number of those 35 blocks. Those 35 blocks where each block was filled with black sustainability and economic abundance. So, I mean, it may not be exactly on August 20th. If it has to be changed, God willing, I mean, we're definitely going to go to God first on whatever the situation is. But I do think 35 is important because we're not talking about two or three blocks. Like, I'm from St. Louis. I remember the Del Mar Loop in St. Louis on Martin Luther King used to be something indicative of mirroring that energy in Black Wall Street. But those 10 blocks on Martin Luther King going from the Del Mar Loop to downtown St. Louis almost with nothing that could ever compare. The area in Chicago where Obama used to get his haircut, and that little 3-4 block area where there was black churches and cathedrals, would pale in comparison to what we're talking about. The different quote-unquote empowered and self-actualized black communities all across America would be a drop in the bucket compared to what happened on these 35 blocks.
Yeah, I think you were speaking of 79th Street in Chicago.
Yes, yes, I definitely am. I couldn't think of the specific area at the moment, but I appreciate
Street.
You for knowing your history, brother.
See, that's why I'm so compassionate and passionate about
you have
Greenwood
to be.
And being a native Tulsa, is that I found out what happened to my city, and I didn't get a chance to experience it at its fullness when I become of age. I remember when my mom and dad would take me down there. But after I got to be 13, 14, 15, 16, it wasn't no more Greenwood Avenue. So I went out to all other cities. I've been to New York. I've been to D.C. I've been to Baltimore. I've been to L.A. I've been to Vegas. I'm looking for Greenwood in my travels, and I'm looking for Greenwood as I hustle throughout the United States. But I've never seen, I heard no one talk how Greenwood, I'm talking about from the hustlers to the preachers to the politicians. I know them all right now in this day in Tulsa. Right now, see, I'm getting pushback right now from a local politician today.
You can't let that stop you. I mean, people, I said you can't let that stop you. Like, a lot of people don't even know.
And nobody's going to stop my mission.
At all.
This is preordained.
Because God gave you that mission,
brother. This is before the world was even framed. You know, this was meant to be from the beginning of time and before time was, you know, when we came into this time, it was meant to be, just on this same phone call that all of us is on right now. I don't know how many can hear at the sound of my voice, you understand? But I know one thing, it was ordained from the Most High. So, we just got to believe in this. And I ain't got a problem supporting the new African coalition and the Black Wall Street of USA. You know, I feel what y'all are looking to do and trying to do, and I know it's a spiritual movement and everything, but yeah, I appreciate that. That was that 35 days and them 35 blocks. Man, that's powerful, man. I want to tell you, that's powerful. You know, that's powerful.
Brothers,
that's confirmation. That's confirmation.
Brothers, give us 1 minute. We need to go to a sponsor break, like I said, and let the folks who are paying for the other station be heard from. We'll be right back.
Vineman Associates Financial Planning and Insurance. Immediate annuities. Retirees, roll over your 401ks, TSPs, and pension plans into an immediate annuity. It will pay you a monthly income for life guaranteed. Please contact me for a free income quote today. At Vineman Associates, we'll professionally mind your business. Visit us online at www.vinemanassociatesinsurance.com or give us a call at 202-288-5660 or 301-234-9090.
And welcome back to the show again. Our mics are still open. We have a very stimulating conversation going, and this is just what we wanted. Before we go back to the mics, brothers and sisters, I do want to remind you and all of you that are in the presence of my voice are on the station, whether you're on internet or whether you're on the telephone. After the show immediately starting at 8 o'clock, we will continue. We know within 1 hour we cannot get our message across. So at this time, you're listening to the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio, and that's from 7 to 8. From 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock, we immediately go over to the Black Wall Street Northeast Region conference call. And that number will be going immediately after, and we will continue our conversation right after we get off the radio station. And for those who would like to continue to participate, that call-in number is 712-451-0683. I will repeat, 712-451-0683. And the code is 614-060. And hit pound. Okay, so again, I'm going right back to the mics. But brothers and sisters, let me say one thing, and this is my opinion. We say that this is a spiritual movement. Yes, God always comes first. But brothers and sisters, make no bones about it. This is an economical movement, and it's going to be economics that's going to change the conditions that we've never had for the last 400 years. We've given that power to someone else. But I'm going to continue to remind you that the statistics show that in 2019, our consumer spending was $1.3 billion. I'm sorry. $1.3 billion. So again, with that type of economical spending, rebuilding Black Wall Street, and like I said, Black Wall Street is an example because this is not hypothetical. These folks were rich, and this is where we want to be. But like I said, we have to become vested and become invested economically. So again, the mics are open, and we welcome your comments.
We cannot solve social injustice without economics. Like, economics is definitely indicative of how we can solve a lot of our ills. There's a speech that came out by one of my favorite rappers, Tupac Amaru Shakur, right before his untimely death, where he talks about Black people having the same fears that quote-unquote white supremacists have of Black people that commit crimes, that we're not intrinsically evil. I know you said this is a spiritual movement, and I don't want to offend anyone who may have a different spiritual affiliation, but you can definitely take this for sure, that the wealth of the wicked is definitely stored up for us, that all these things our oppressors have done are definitely going to be reversed. And I definitely attest to you that everything from that memorial service at Mount Zion Baptist Church that commemorated everything that went down there, from the person that shined shoes to the industrial person that started his own plant, these different things are going to come back, and they're going to come back sevenfold. like we're going to definitely have to be on our P's and Q's. We're going to have to be more tech savvy. We're going to have to aspire to have different realms of understanding that we're going to have to employ in this new day and age. Like, it's the wild, wild west of the internet. Like, things that worked back in the day might not necessarily work right now. We might have to do that and a little bit of something else. Like, but neither here nor there, I think the cool thing that I definitely had to do in my research was understand that even the Klan was pretty much birthed in Tulsa. Like, a lot of people don't know that from the sheriff to the mayor to a lot of the
right.
founding officials of Tulsa where these white supremacists. And I don't want no one to get so caught up in, like, all right, okay, he's trying to talk like a black nationalist or some pan-African pandering person, because I definitely don't want to have hate in any of my speech. I love everyone from everywhere. I'm definitely a proud American, and I love my home. But more so than any
yeah.
of that, I believe the tenets and the precedents that this place, this country was founded upon was a treaty with Native Americans, that this would be a place of peace and love and joy and prosperity. There was one nation under God in whom we trust. And I know that we have the capability of being better, that we can make America great again. And when would America be great again? If you could revert it back to when it was Native Americans and the African Americans that traversed against the Panama Canal or against the ocean and different obstacles and caveats to get here and work together and barter and trade. That it was barter and trade going on long before Christopher Columbus. Long before Christopher Columbus, it was quote unquote Caucasians and Britons doing spice trade in the Indies and in the African areas that was coming over to this prosperous land and taking these resources back. So when we understand that really it's the only thing that separates us is the understanding, and most people have a perversion of reality, and we definitely can't afford to subscribe ourselves to the perversion or the illness that they call racism.
Right.
Okay.
I'd like to add before we get off the air. This is Terry Backus from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Now I'd like each one of y'all get a pencil and a paper if you can.
Yes, sir.
And remember this email address. I want you to send your name and all that you can to this email address so we can get back to you. Okay. It's Greenwood Abbott. Greenwood Ave Project, GreenwoodAve Project, at gmail.com. I want y'all to email us here in Tulsa with this project we got going so we can send you some stuff. Also, all those who are a part of the Black Wall Street USA, Dr. Carter has it on his Facebook page and the Facebook page for Black Wall Street USA. It's on their Facebook page too. Now, young man, I like it how you said that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. That's so true. Also, we talking this we about the spirit, but the scriptures teaches me that first
mm-hmm.
naturally, then yes. spiritual. We can't
yes.
be in the spiritual if we ain't together
mm-hmm.
in the natural. See, so,
that's,
you know, we got
mm-hmm.
to get this thing did in the natural, too. See, because, you see, we are spirit beings in a natural world. See,
mm-hmm.
now, I'm Terry Backus from Tulsa, Oklahoma. You know, and I'm trying to get this project done.
Hey, talk that
you
thing,
understand
see,
what
talk
I'm saying?
Talk.
And I'm just going to tell you some truth, you know. And I'm going to speak some truth pertaining to this project I got going. You know, I want y'all to understand that now. It's Greenwood Ave Project. Gmail.com.
I just emailed you, my brother. My name's Tono. I just emailed you just now.
Hold on.
Great,
hold
great,
on.
Great.
Hold on. Listen, like I said, we cannot get all of this information in 1 hour while we're going to be switching over to the a Black Wall Street conference. So all of this now can go right over just by calling that conference number that I just give you, and we can continue our conversation. Now, before I get off, let me just say this. The same spirit that we have created here tonight, in order to keep this doing, you guys and more, and you need to go out and tell others, every Wednesday night we need to be on this radio station, because until make this event successful, New Africa Business Association, along with Black Wall Street, we're going to continue to be talking about this until we put this together as a nation. So
right.
We have a lot of work to do, but I ask all everyone.
Oh, how are you?
I will ask you to excuse me, everyone, just for a second, because we're going to be going to the 8 o'clock show in about a couple of minutes. But I would ask you, in order for us...
4827,
I've got
you. Mute your phone, people.
Miss Williams and y'all, if you guys would excuse us just for a quick second. If not, then, please, give us a second here, please. Okay. And like I said, 8 o'clock, you guys will be right back together. The call-in number, again, is Brother, you have it in front of you. I lost it.
Yes, brother. The call-in number, and that'll be 712-451-0683. And there's a code also, and that's 614060#.
And in order for us to continue to get...
I'm sorry, I'm trying to listen to the conference call. Listen to you. What'd you say?
Excuse me, please. In order for us to keep you informed, we need you to send us your email so we can put you on our email to update it. So please send your email.
No, I'm
the email address.
I can't tell you that one right now because my library is not here.
Okay,
right now.
I still got everybody on the air. Please, if you would give us 90 seconds and then just go to
Somebody
the
talking
phone.
About their library. Who's ever talking about their library? Please mute your phone.
We only got a few seconds. Go ahead and give them the email address, where they can send us their email.
Yes, the email address for us is New
Africa
BA.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm interrupting the call. I'm on another line.
At gmail.com.
No, please let Brother Aziz speak, please. Go right ahead, Brother Aziz.
Our email is newafricaba@gmail.com. newafricaba@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it did.
Also,
how long is this? Because I'm supposed to be talking.
Man, the noise is so great there.
I don't know what it is, Brother Isaac. I will never leave. Open these mics up again, because I can see right now we're not.
I can't do it. I'm on a call. I'm getting ready to present on the call. So
somebody,
all right.
Anyway.
All right. Thanks. All right.
We're off here. We got a bunch of people.
Man, whoever that was, we couldn't hear nothing.
You know, your phone wasn't muted, sister.
I've been trying to get in ever since when you called in. I called in I called in before you did. I thought they heard me, sister Stone heard me, but she didn't. And so I've been trying to get this phone to let me to hear me ever since. I didn't know you all could hear me anymore. I was just holding on to the phone, listening to the conversation.
It's definitely okay, sweetheart.
I'm sorry. Technical issues, we don't let that be
downtrodden upon to the point where we don't get our point.
Right. I was trying to ask everybody just mute their line, and then we'd be able to hear all that static would have gone, but nobody could hear me. So when somebody calls me, then the phone frees up. That's wonderful. Okay, so we're moving over to the other number now?
Yes.
Is that what we're doing?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. I'll see y'all on the other side. If you don't hear from me, you know what happened.
Right. I'll be on the other side in just a few moments. Thanks. Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first.